Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Set your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come give you all honor, praise, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father God, we come surrender and all over to you, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way in this. On this day, Lord God, in this service on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive, oh God, so that we can be changed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit on the line today. We come against every unteachable spirit, every exciting spirit, every spirit of oppression, depression, every spirit of anxiety. We come against every spirit of pride, self-righteousness, self-centeredness, self-delusion, self-pity right now, self-doubt, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory right now over all our situations and circumstances now and in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, as we come tonight touching the agreement to receive from you, oh God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the lesson, the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let us receive right now, hallelujah, revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask that you move mighty and strong on the line today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come ask for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Lord, as we die daily to this flesh, Lord, we ask that you strengthen our spirit, man, oh God. Lord, we pray for a fresh and release on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let us receive fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh manna, fresh revelation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost with fire. Let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of your word. But it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night Bible study. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are talking about tonight, you all. We're still in our lesson of study, and this is every day, and this is necessary every day of our life, spiritual warfare and deliverance. This is something that we deal with throughout the day from the time we lay down. Even when we're sleeping, we are warring in the spirit and being delivered from those things. What does deliverance mean? It means to be set free from something. Amen? Whether it's sickness, whether it's your situation, whether it's depression, oppression, whatever it is, we all need deliverance. We want to be delivered from anything that has kept us in bondage. Amen? And understanding, today as we're going to talk about knowledge and understanding how important knowledge is, you all. So I'm going to slow down just a little bit, you all. I'm going to open up your lines. I want to believe today that others will start trickling into Bible study. I know lately people have been trickling in around about 7:15, but I try not to keep us too long. I try not to give too much in one setting so that we can grasp the teaching and that we can apply it to our daily life. It's about life application. Amen? Hallelujah. So welcome, Sister Marlisha Carter. Welcome. Welcome to Bible study. Pastor Dorsey Manny, welcome. Can you hear me online? Can y'all hear me? Marlisha, can you hear me? You think so? Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that I can be here. Can you see if you can hear me? Because I don't want to just be talking and no one can hear me. I need it. Okay. Well, I just need to know. I need someone to tell me if they can hear. I don't want to hang up along and picking up clearly. So if anyone is there, if you can just want to let me know if you can hear, if the line is clear, because I could be talking and then nobody's hearing me. Okay, thank you. All right, everyone. So today you all were still studying spiritual warfare and deliverance and understanding how important knowledge is, you all. We're going to start over in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 9, and understand that we're talking about tonight. We're still dealing with deliverance and spiritual warfare, amen? So we're going to talk about the lack of knowledge. The Bible tells us that the lack of knowledge, my people pass for the lack of knowledge. When we look in the book of Proverbs, and I'll give you all a moment to get there, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. Let me know when you get there. and understand the lack of knowledge, it leads to you all blindness and darkness. See, Satan, he rules in the lives of many because of ignorance. See, ignorance concerning his work and kingdom is the cover of darkness and the darkness of demons that operate under the influence of Satan, influence of darkness, you all. So this is why teaching on demons is necessary, you all. Demons and deliverance are so necessary. Without the knowledge of demons and deliverance, the enemy will continue to destroy the lives of multitudes. Amen. So when we look in the book of Proverbs, you all, chapter 11, verse 9, see, understanding here, you all, those who are ignorant are in the dark, and those who are in the dark are under the authority of the enemy. So he is the ruler of darkness. So those who walk in the light will not be subject to his authority. So light destroys darkness. Knowledge destroys ignorance. So when knowledge comes, light comes. And when light comes, the darkness must flee. So, Pastor, if you can read for me Proverbs 11, verse 9.
Amen. Proverbs 11 and verses 9 reads, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor, but through the knowledge shall the just be delivered.
Amen. Amen. So when we look at this scripture, you all, again, it's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. So understand the mouth can be used, y'all, either as a weapon or a tool. So hurting relationships or building them up. And I want you to understand that it's so important, but if you don't have the knowledge, and this is the way the enemy operates when we don't have the knowledge and have the information or knowing that I'm tearing down, you know, I'm tearing everything down by my mouth. Because understand you got the power and authority in your mouth. And if you can keep you speaking, hallelujah, speaking things to destroy and not speaking curses, not blessings, he's using you with unknowingly because you don't have the knowledge of understanding what you're doing. So when we understand the importance of knowledge, see, knowledge is this, you all. It's facts and information and skills required by a person through experience or education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. So once you have an understanding, you have a knowledge of the information, now you know how to apply, now you got to have the wisdom to apply the knowledge that you have. Amen? So sadly, you all, it is often easier to destroy than to build. So most people have received more destructive comments than those that build up. So every person you meet today is either a demolition site or a construction opportunity. So your words will make a difference, you all. So and this is how the enemy operates. He operates in darkness. He operates in ignorance. So when you don't know and you're operating in ignorance, he uses an opportunity. He takes, which gives him legal right. Because it's up to you, it's up to us to gain knowledge. It's right here in the book for us to take time in God's word to learn the word of God, to be able to know how to use the word of God against the enemy. Amen. And understanding that you do have the knowledge and understanding that you do have power and the authority to speak to those things. And Satan cannot operate when you're using your power and your authority. Amen. So it's understanding, you all, your words make a difference. See, will they be weapons for destruction or tools for construction? Amen. That is the question. Welcome. Welcome to everybody that's trickling in today. Amen. We thank God. We're talking about spiritual warfare and deliverance. We're still studying that. It's so important, you all, that we learn to battle and receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. See, understand that knowledge brings deliverance. Deliverance is so important, but how do you get delivered if you don't have the knowledge? So understanding people who began manifesting this, you are and exhibiting signs of demonic presence, many people at some time, they will have that experience if you open yourself up to it. See, and supernatural receive deliverance from evil spirits just by reading deliverance books, reading the word of God and being delivered. I don't know if you ever had that experience that you read the word of God, and right then and there you were delivered. Amen. Right then and there, because you read,
You went in believing the word of God, not looking for error, but believing what you're reading and being delivered by the word of God. See, the light and revelation on the subject matter, you all, of the books began to expose the spirits of darkness, and the demons began to cry out, let us alone. In the scripture, it said, let us alone. We're not bothering you. Yeah. Jesus, they knew who Jesus was. They was like, let us alone.
Yeah.
You got to understand this. They know who you are. They know whose you are. So every evil spirit will put up every possible roadblock to keep people from receiving the knowledge that will set them free. See, some experience headaches or were overcome by sleepiness. There's just so many different things that the enemy would do to use that keep you under that control. But when you have that power and the authority to speak to that thing, it must flee. But you have to have knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, you'll continue to allow that thing to operate in your life day in and day out. You'll continue to deal with that same thing day in and day out because you don't have the knowledge and understanding how to get rid of it. That's like having roaches in your house. And somebody come to your house and say, girl, you know, you can get some, what is that called, boric acid, and that'll take all of them out of here. But see, you didn't have the knowledge of that. So now you got knowledge. So now that you got the knowledge, now you know how to, now you apply the knowledge that you've learned to be able to destroy that has been trying to destroy you. So understand this, the bottom line is that demons want to be left alone. They don't like being disturbed. Everything was all right until Jesus began to minister and cast them out. See, the religious system of the day, you all, had not, hallelujah, come on, had not disturbed them. So the preaching and the teaching of the Pharisees, you all, and the Sadducees did not disturb them, but the preaching and the teaching of Jesus, hallelujah, it infuriated them. He exposed them and he cast them out. See, they hated the ministry of Jesus and mounted every conceivable pressure against him to stop him. So the Pharisees, which was motivated by demons, y'all, even accused Jesus of casting out devils by Beelzebub. My God, the prince of devils. We see this in the book of Pastor, go over to Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. Amen. Welcome, everybody, as you're trickling in to Bible study tonight. Amen. Text someone, tell them we on Bible study. They probably overslept or got busy out there shopping, out eating and say, ooh, you know, because if we don't be careful, the time will get past us, and we'll be like, oh, I almost forgot about Bible study. Or they'll trickle in about 7:30. So text somebody and say, hey, we in Bible study. Come on, get on now. We're having a good time. Excuse me. All right, Pastor, you have a scripture?
Matthew chapter 12 and verses 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And just for our reading purpose, let's read 25. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself brought to dissolution, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the religious system of his day hated him because they were controlled by what? Demons.
That's right.
They were controlled by what? Satan, spirits of darkness, whose kingdom Jesus was destroying.
Yes.
The enemy don't want you to do that. He don't want, first of all, he don't want you to expose him and then cast him out. So this is the same thing Jesus went about. He went about casting out evil spirits and demonic spirits and devils. So you got to understand we have the same power and authority to do so.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Pastor, if you knew what to do, how often would you do it if you knew what to do? So because of what you said, you know, what the Bible says, you said it, but the Bible says is, you know, we perish because of the lack of knowledge. Okay, any knowledge that you don't have, that's knowledge that you will not use. Any word that you don't have in your mouth, don't have in your mind, don't have in your heart, you will not use. Even if you have not used it yet.
Jesus.
Read that word at some point in time in your life. You got it in on the inside. You don't never know when that time going to come up. But if you don't read the word, that means that you're not going to obtain the knowledge.
And if you don't obtain the knowledge, then how are you going to know to fight against Satan when he comes, you know, with his defense or with his tearing down or with his, what they call it, the wiles of the devil, with his tricks? How are you going to know what to do?
How you going to know what to do? You know, worth it saying all the time, you fight fire with fire. No, you fight fire with water,
that's
and
right.
You put the fire out. Because if you keep on fighting fire with fire, you just going to keep on getting burned with the other fire. It's a big old fire, and it's going to raise over, and everything going to burn up. So you don't fight fire with fire. You fight fire with water. Jesus. Amen. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to open up your line. Amen. The Bible tells us wherever light is, darkness cannot comprehend. So darkness has to flee. Amen. Welcome, everyone. If you're just now tuning in to Bible study here with us, amen. If you reached out to tell someone we're in Bible study on tonight, join us right here and right now in Bible study. Amen. Glory to God. If you have any questions, there's a time, press 1. Your line is open if you have any questions.
It's so easy, Pastor, for us to have these old kind of minds and these old kind of hearts, you know, where we just going to tear each other down. Well, I don't care how you feel. I'm just going to say what I want to say. Or I know this might hurt you, but I'm going to say it anyway because you need to hear this. And you're just being used all the way. I'm talking about Satan is using you all the way, taking that power and that authority that you have with that mouth, and I'm talking about you just destroying everything. And then when you come to your right mind, when you realize what you have done, then you be feeling ashamed and you be feeling condemned because you know what you said. You know you can't take those words back. Hallelujah. It takes the word of God for a heart, a changed mind, and it takes a changed heart for someone to even trust you enough when you tore them down like that with your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. If you have any questions, go ahead and please. Amen. Press 1 at this time if you have any questions. I want to open up the lines, you all, so that we can receive your questions or even your comments on tonight. That's what Bible study is about. If you have any questions, something you may not understand, you know, or something that's being taught or has been taught, and you haven't really grasped that thing yet, we want to be able to assist you further here in scripture. So now is the time that you press 1. You give everybody an opportunity to press 1.
Woman, I appreciate Bible study so much. You know, at first, you know, when I was a baby, I'm going to say I was a baby in Christ. I was just now saved around about 2018. I thought it was just enough just to come to the Sunday service. You know, we get there a little hour of service. You know, I had a lot of joy, but, you know, right when I left out of service, you know, it came Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
It's like from Sunday, it was like I lost power. It only took like a day or 2 days, probably right after I walked out of the church and went out, you know, back home.
Mm-hmm.
It only took a little while for me to lose power.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when I find myself, you know, getting to Bible study, when I started going to Bible study, I found myself, you know, getting some knowledge. I'm getting mm-hmm. some knowledge, and things changed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic things, you know, they change in my life, you know, for the better. Now, there's some things that are still changing. I mean, nothing, you know, about you when you make that decision to change. You know, every single thing may not change immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that you desire to change and anything that you desire to know, you will obtain that. I think in this same book of Matthew, it says, you know, seek and you shall find, and knocking it shall be opened.
Yeah.
You know, and you ask and it shall be given unto you. You know, that's talking about the same thing we're talking about now, talking about knowledge. What do you ask God for?
Yeah.
You ask him for wisdom. You ask him for knowledge. You ask him for understanding for you to be able to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I hope you all are enjoying Bible study here on tonight with us. Amen. Just an opportunity to see who you are, you know, in your walk with Christ and having an understanding. Have you obtained that knowledge? And it's asking God to, you know, to pour into you knowledge and wisdom to apply to your daily life so that you're able to war against the enemy, so you can see the trickery and the plots and the schemes and the techniques of the devil, and that you can call those things out and you can command it to come out. You know, you can command it to cease its work in your life and others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You call that thing out, amen, Let's go over to the book of Exodus, you all, chapter 14, verse 12, if you please. Exodus says, so you all, I want you to understand, it's not surprising that the demons will oppose and fight against any ministry that exposes Satan and his kingdom. We talked about, it was probably last year, we were talking about the two kingdoms, yes, pulling down strongholds and gaining knowledge and understanding that there are two kingdoms, invisible kingdoms that are operating here, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan.
Amen.
So don't be silly. That's why it's so important that you get knowledge so you can identify the thief. You can identify those that are operating in the kingdom of Satan, because they'll come in talking like, looking like, saying that they are wearing the title of apostle or prophet, but they are not God's prophet or prophetess or God's pastor. They belong to the kingdom of Satan. And understanding this, you all, Satan does not want to be exposed. He does not want his kingdom to be exposed. So any ministry that will teach on demons and deliverance, because we are a deliverance ministry, will become a target for the enemy. Understand this. Satan hates being, you know, he hates being disturbed, one, and he fights against those who will not leave him alone. So while we're at him today, he's fighting. He's going to try to cause a ripple effect in the ministry. But we have power and the authority to come against that thing. We don't just, like my husband said, you know, when he went on Sunday, he thought that was enough. But then you realize this is a day. The Bible said daily renew your mind. Daily. So daily we have to. How do we get to that place? We practice that every day.
Yeah.
We make a decision. We make a decision. Yes. See, just let me understand this. Understand, just as Jesus was persecuting you all, understand this, you all, so will you be. So will you be persecuted. But the joy in this, I want you to understand, you all, is seeing so many people set free. Amen. We're talking about deliverance right now. Seeing so many people set free, you all, hallelujah, outweighs the persecution that you and I will be subjected to. Amen. The joy of knowing your name is written in the Lamb's book.
Yeah.
My God, you want to say something, don't you?
You said, you know, that we will be persecuted. But let's understand one thing. Even though you will be persecuted, but it won't work. Because Isaiah 54 says, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and it won't work. See, let's not get there, because nobody want to be persecuted now. Oh, no, because that's right. See, when we get this knowledge, you know, then we know what to do with it in the understanding, you know, you will be persecuted, but you will be able to stand, because you're standing on the word of God, because you have that wisdom and you have that knowledge that flows from within. You will be protected, and God promised you that. So let's not get in that place of, oh, no, I don't want to know that.
If I know that,
then now I'm accountable, and I don't want to be accountable, because I don't want Satan, and I don't want, you said, you know, about the false prophets and the false apostles and the false teachers and the preachers. Well, how about this one? The false friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main one right there, the one that called themselves friends. See, I don't want to upset my friend, because if I know if I say that, you know, that's going to, no, then they're going to be fighting against me. But no, see, you should definitely, you know, have that word of God that's in you, and use that word of God every single time. If you call yourself a friend, then you should be able to use the word of God when you see your friend going astray, going the wrong way. You should be able to use the knowledge that Jesus Christ has given to you, that the word of God has given to you. You should be able to use that and know that you will face persecution in some of these situations, but you are protected. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
get your phone. Amen. I'm trying to get my husband to get on his own line. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, you all, we're talking about spiritual warfare and deliverance. Amen. Because I'm going like this with you. Amen. So if you have any questions or comments at this time, please do so. We want to hear from you. If you're tuned in on the website, give us a call at 845-277-9213 or press 1 at this time. Amen. Let us read Exodus chapter 14, verse 12. When you get it. So understanding you all, it will, you know, it is the will of the Lord for his church to expose the works of darkness. He has already prophesied that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Amen. Our victory is assured. That's my husband was saying. He has not given us a spirit of fear, you all, but a power, love, and a sound mind, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Amen? So we look in the book of Exodus, chapter 14.
Is not this the word that we did till thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it has been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that should die in the wilderness.
Amen. So when we look at this scripture here, you all, the Hebrews are saying that the same thing that, to Moses that the demons said to Jesus, let us alone.
Yeah.
You ever said something to somebody and you talking to that spirit and they'll tell you to leave me alone? Because it's that spirit. Because you're exposing the work of the enemy, you're exposing what is in them.
Yeah.
You're not just the person. We're talking about that spirit that is taking house in you, that's working in you. Amen. See, these people are being motivated by the spirits of bondage, slavery, and fear to say, let us alone. My God, my God. We pray for so many different people, you all. We pray for family. We pray for friends. We pray for many people and heard the demons speaking out and saying things. You remember times we're praying for family and I'm saying, who are we praying for? And they'll get to speaking, they'll get to cussing, and they'll get to really acting out with you, whatever. You know, it's that spirit that has taken house in them.
Yeah.
They have given that spirit legal right to operate in them. Why? Because of ignorance.
Yes,
because of ignorance.
That's right.
Any
demon that's inside any person, as the name of Jesus, we have to say in the name of Jesus, come out in the name of Jesus. You know, that's knowledge. That's so powerful to know that you got in the name of Jesus, to know that you can
call a spirit, you can bind a spirit, you can cast out a demon in the name of Jesus. If you don't know that, then you will not do that. You will not do that, and you'll be destroyed, or you'll be battled with. You'll be tolerating. You will surrender these things. You will become conformed, or you will be just like them because you don't know what to do. But when you know what to do, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you know what to do, when God said, "I give you my authority," He said, "I give you my power to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons." God did not say that, you know, for you to say, okay, God, I want you to do this right here for me. No, God gave you that power and that authority.
He gave you knowledge.
That's knowing what to do in these times. Well, when you're facing trials and tribulation, when you're at war, you know, when you find yourself, you know, in a place that you didn't ever ask to be in this right here place, you find yourself in a conversation that you never asked to be. And now it's a decision to make. Use what God gave you. Use that knowledge.
Amen. Amen. We just said, getting Bible study, we were talking about deliverance. We're talking about, you know, having knowledge and understanding. Without knowledge, it brings ignorance. And our people are operating in ignorance and being deliberate. Understand, this is how the enemy operates, through ignorance, because we don't have the knowledge, and we're not applying the knowledge, and we're not taking the time out to get knowledge. Amen.
Yes.
Which is so important. That's why we're here in Bible study. And right now, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about deliverance and how the enemy operates and how these evil spirits and demonic spirits operate in the life, even in the life of a believer. Amen. So understand, you all, you'll see people avoid deliverance altogether. When you get to speaking, they'll get up and leave. They'll get up and leave. That's up in there. They'll get up and leave. And when you talk about demons, because they want to be left alone. Demons want to be left alone. See, some people will have all kinds of excuses when it comes time to pray in order to avoid the prayer of deliverance. They will hang the phone up on you. They will leave your house. They will leave your church at that time because they don't want to be delivered, because that what's on the inside and what is working on the inside of them does not want to be exposed and wants to be left alone. See, some will talk about their problems but resist when it comes time to pray. I'm all right. I pray all the time. They do not want you to pray because they do not want to be exposed. They do not want to be delivered from that thing, because they got to understand the enemy wants to be left alone.
That's right.
and afraid of when you start praying and being delivered from that thing, with that person being set free. They don't want to, they want you to leave them alone, because guess what happens? See, let me tell you something. They will curse you. They will rant. They will rave because you are breaking up their network inside of the person that you are praying for.
Amen.
My God, my God.
How many times have we heard that pastor when he was praying for somebody, my greens and my cornbread on the stove?
How many times I can't be there right now because I got to go do, yeah, I'm cooking right now. And they weren't cooking nothing. They were cooking nothing. They were just trying to find a way to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And you would sit there and you'd be listening to all these old, I call it spirits. You'll be listening to these old spirits, and next thing you know, your mind has been went into a place of darkness. And when they hang up the phone, it did the job. It did the job. Now you thinking about the same thing that they was thinking about. You know, knowledge is in the mind. That's what knowledge is in the mind. The words that we're saying right now, you are obtaining knowledge, and it's in your mind right now. But if we were saying something that was foolish, and we were saying something that was wicked, you'll be obtaining that too, and that's going to stay inside of your mind. Hey, now look what's going on.
When it gets to your heart, and it's taking root. It's taking root, and then you're so sleeping at
it. And you're getting filthy, and then you got to make a decision of what you're going to get.
Be delivered. Be delivered. If you're just there, the Bible, we're talking about deliverance and understanding, you know, how important knowledge is, because the enemy operates through our ignorance. Through our ignorance, be delivered and be set free, you all. People who need deliverance, you all often withdraw from others and become isolated. They become isolated. See, the enemy will attempt you all to isolate them by keeping them away from the saints, from me, from you, and all that is here today, every minister from prayer and deliverance services. They will not come. You can invite them. They'll try to keep you away if you allow. They'll try to keep you distracted. We're talking about the spirit of distraction. I mean, as soon as you get ready to get ready to Bible study, that phone call to come in, they'll try to hold you on the call. You know, they'll try to send you. I mean, just anything to keep you from that place. See, spirits are withdrawn and escapism, you all are good at this and must be bound so that the person may be free. They'll tell you, they'll be like, oh, Pastor, I was about to, but I got so distracted, somebody called me. I want you to understand, it's the work of the enemy.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep you from delivering service, trying to keep you out of prayer, trying to keep you distracted. Amen. I want you to understand the work of the enemy. And then you got the knowledge to understand, so you can say, oh, I got to go and get off that call real quick. Oh, and I got to go. You got to leave that place because the enemy make it seem like, oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I got to get a break or I don't have time for this right now. Oh, I get caught up. No, no, no. It's the work of the enemy trying to keep you from where God is trying to take you. Amen. And to get you to be delivered from that thing. But that's the work of the enemy. And now that you have knowledge of that, you can come out. You can come out. See, the understanding is when people don't want to be bothered, you all, hallelujah, or prayed for, and like being left alone, it could be a tactic of the enemy to isolate them in order to keep them away from deliverance. Amen. See, in the book of Luke, chapter 10, you all, it was 70 returned to Jesus rejoicing that the devils were subject to them through his name. We were talking about earlier, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Being set free in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Being delivered in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Being healed in the name of Jesus. Calling those the demons and demonic spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Commanding them to cease their work and come out of your family. Come out of your finances.
Yeah.
Come out of your body. You can call those things out. I want you to understand this. Look, I want you to understand this. After reminding them that their reason for rejoicing should be because their names are written in heaven. See, Jesus thanked the Father that he had hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the babes. I want you to understand this here, you all. This is exactly what the ministry of deliverance is. It is a revelation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The fact is that not everyone will walk in this revelation. Only those who are humble and walk as babes will see and practice it. Remember what I'm saying, practice.
Mm-hmm.
This is daily.
Hallelujah.
Daily. This
Hallelujah.
Is not just on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's just not on Sunday.
That's right.
At church service. It's just not on Wednesday. It's right. But this is a daily walk. We practice this daily. And eventually it becomes part of us. It becomes routine, like getting up in the morning and going to the bathroom and washing your face and brushing your teeth and make sure you put some food in your body or drink some water or have something to drink. It becomes part of you now. How? Because you are practicing that thing. And anything you practice long enough, it will become part of you. Some people curse without even knowing. They go, you just cussed me. I did. Because you practice that thing. And then you hang around people that cuss. You hang around people that you find yourself hanging around cussers. You find yourself hanging around drinkers. But if you start practicing this thing of being in the Word of God, you'll find yourself around people that's praying. And then you become a prayer. You find people that's being delivered. You find yourself being delivered. You put yourself around people that are doing what you're doing. So now that your group is practicing the same way of living that you're practicing. People tend, they put what they say, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah, that's right.
That's and guess what? You start looking for someone that's doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Hey, I'm telling you, I want to go in business. I want to be this. Can you hook me up with somebody?
Yeah.
You start looking for those that are doing what you're doing. So when you get with those that's doing what you're doing, in case you fall short, they can pick you up. It's the same thing with a smoker. If I have a friend that's a smoker, I can know if I run out, guess what? I can call them and he got some. It's the same thing if you surround yourself with people, children and people of God, men and women of God. When you fall low sometimes, when you can't even open up your mouth to pray, you know you can call Sister Dylan or you can call your brother Don Say and he'll pray because they got some, amen? When you feel like you're running even, you need restoration, and you feel like, I just can't do it today, you can clear your brother and sister in Christ, and they got you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church, amen? The devil is upset tonight, amen? I want you to understand the Bible says where God is at work, the devil is too. The Bible tells that God is looking for one that has a heart for him that he can use. I want you to know the devil is looking for someone he can use too. You got to understand and know, gain knowledge tonight that, hallelujah, that there are two kingdoms that are operating here. Whether you want to believe it or not or receive it, that God is operating and the devil is too. But I want you to know the devil has power, but God has all power. Do you just want power?
Yeah.
Or do you want to serve a God that has all power?
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. Be free tonight. Gain knowledge. If you're just now coming in Bible study, God bless you. We're understanding how important knowledge is for our deliverance and how the enemy operates in our ignorance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and press 1 at this time. We'll open up the line for you. Yeah, come on, everybody. Press 1. We're going to wrap up here. Like I said, I won't hold you all too long. I like to give you enough to take and let it digest so you can get a little bit more. I don't want you to throw nothing up. You know, if you overfeed a baby, if you give them too much, they'll throw most of it back up. They'll keep that little bit. So if you give them just enough, you'll digest that. And yeah, it'll nourishment. It'll be nourishment. And then you can see the effect. You can see the effect. Hallelujah. Come on. If you have any questions or comments on tonight, please press 1. And if you're on the website and you want to make a comment, I have a question, then give us a call. Give us a text. You can text us at 346-719-3349 or message us at thepreacherandthepastor@gmail.com. Amen. Well, that means everybody has gained knowledge on tonight. Pastor, do you have anything you want to close up with? It's good to see Sister Dillard and Evangelist Kimberly Redford and family on tonight, and Sister Marlisha Carter and Evangelist Irina Dudley and our guests that are here tonight. Welcome, everyone. God bless you. We're going to wrap up here, you all. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please do so, and then we're going to pray our way out.
I'd like for each and every one of us to be encouraged. Be encouraged to get some of this food, some of this spiritual food. See, that's what a knowledge is at. Get some of this spiritual food. You get this word of God in you if you just lay your eyes on it. See, this word, this Bible right here, it has knowledge about the kingdom of God and it has knowledge about the kingdom of Satan. So because you got right knowledge and because you can rightly divide it, now you can know how to not enter into the kingdom of Satan. Even if you already enter into the kingdom of Satan, you know how to come out because you got the word of God, that rhema word of God. You got it. You got it.
But I want you to be encouraged to get it for yourself because it's in the book. It's in the book. And when you get it out the book, ask God for revelation of it because that pertains to knowledge as well. Whatever God give you, ask him to get the understanding or the revelation of it so you can be able to use it. Amen. God bless you and may God keep you.
Hallelujah. In here on Wednesday night Bible study. Tell somebody about Bible study on Wednesday. It is definitely fruit. It's definitely fruit.
Amen.
For the soul. Amen. Let us pray. I pray that every stronghold the enemy would attempt to set up in your mind against the truth be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, deliverance is a truth that needs to be established in every church. And we decree and declare today in the name of Jesus Christ, a victory over every church of God. Amen.
Amen.
Over every pastor. Amen. Every prophetess and prophet of God. Every evangelist of God. Amen. Every missionary, preacher, and teacher of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that Satan and his kingdom is destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and his will not and cannot operate in the life of God's children. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. I bind and come against any and all lying spirits that hinder the saints, hallelujah, from receiving and walking in these truths. Amen. I pray that the truth of deliverance and spiritual warfare will come alive in your heart right now and in your mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that every person, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ that's here in Bible study will rise up in the spirit and destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will learn and know that the truth that sets you free, amen, for the Bible says that the Son sets you free, you are free indeed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened that you might see the truth of deliverance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will give you revelation and knowledge and understanding of his word to walk in it, to live in it, to sleep in it, amen, and be transformed by it in the name of Jesus Christ. May peace come and be still in your home right now. I rebuke and command every spirit that fights and oppose the ministry of deliverance to be bound and cast out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move mighty on this line in the life of your children, oh God, bringing deliverance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, we ask that you increase our prayer life. We come against every prayerlessness right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, help us to meditate on your word day and night, oh God, and be transformed, oh God. Oh Lord, for you are the potter and we are the clay. Lord, we ask to be remolded and be made again. Amen. How you want it to be. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, God. We bind our mind with the mind of Christ and our wills with your Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. It is our desire, Lord God, to serve you all the days of our life. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name. Let us not be tempted by the world and things and the possessions and people and conversations. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we have prayed about tonight and everyone that's on the call tonight, over your family, your home, all that you have and all that you will have, and every member of the gospel public ministries and every added man and woman to the church, amen, that's to come and that's here now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, as we leave this line but never your presence, Lord, I pray on tonight, oh God, as we seek, oh God, as you encamp your word and angels around us and our family members and loved ones, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world.
Amen.
Lord, that you would send your angel, oh God, that's sending your presence, oh God, to bring glad tidings to your children. Oh Lord, to pour on us, oh God, and minister to us, oh God, as we sleep, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, oh God,
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ
Amen.
And restoration. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. By
thank
faith,
you.
We receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ
Amen.
Of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, I ask that you touch every part of our mind and brain, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration of our mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Let peace come and be still.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are delivered and we are set free, that we are blessed, amen, and that we are children of God, amen, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You all, God bless you. God keep you. We're back here next Wednesday in Bible study at 7 o'clock. Central Standard Time. Invite someone to Bible study. Amen. And we're here tomorrow night in our midweek service, you all. And we're just so excited. And just to give you all an update, come next week, the shout will start running at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. So the time is changing from 12 noon to 6 p.m. So I look forward to if next Monday, April the 5th. We wrap up tomorrow, Thursday, and then April the 5th, we'll be on at 6 o'clock on the shout. God bless you all. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. May you continue to look to the hill from which comes your help. Amen. Your help cometh from the Lord. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, Jesus is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
This has been the conclusion of our function. Welcome to Wednesday night Bible study. I'm Prophet Tawin Manny. My husband is Prophet Thursday Manny. And we'd like to welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Tune back in next Wednesday. We'll be back here at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in tomorrow, Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I mean, 7 p.m. Remember, Jesus is Lord.